You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, welcome to MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Dr. Jennifer Langosch, who, look, I mean, you're having to parse a whole lot of medical terminology these days as you cover the St. Louis Cardinals. And it's not funny. I mean, it's a difficult situation, and obviously the largest concern is the news about Adam Wainwright and his left Achilles tendon. What is the latest that you can give us on a Monday afternoon?
Yeah, it was a house of horrors up in Milwaukee, where it seemed like every day somebody was hobbling off the field alongside a trainer, Mike Matheny. But you're right. I mean, Wainwright is the most serious of any of the injuries that happened this weekend. Right now, the Cardinals are bracing for playing the rest of 2015 without him. So, you know, at this point, I think having him back at any point would be a bonus. You know, whether we're talking about a ruptured Achilles, a strained Achilles, a tear, I mean, it's somewhat semantics at this point, because regardless of what it is, it's going to be months of rehab for him. And when you look at the fact that the calendar is about to turn to May, it's probably unrealistic to expect him back this year. So huge blow to the Cardinals, game changer in the NL Central. If you look at, or, you know, if you were to consider the most valuable player on this Cardinals team, I think Wainwright would fall there at number one or two. So the Cardinals' rotation depth is obviously going to be tested, but there's no easy way of going about replacing Adam Wainwright atop that group.
No, and your point is an obvious and good one. Adam Wainwright is the heart and soul. It was Drayton McClain, the owner of the Astros, who coined the term the heartbeat of a franchise when he would talk about Craig Biggio or Jeff Bagwell. And I think of Wainwright in those similar terms, very much the heartbeat of the St. Louis Cardinals. That said, our good friend Phil Rogers, he's already thumping the table for a trade with the White Sox, and, you know, people are wondering, what does this mean for the Cardinals? I get it. Wainwright's huge. But if there's a team with starting pitching depth that could handle the loss of an ace starter, if there's one team, I would think it to be the St. Louis Cardinals, no?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is interesting. A month ago, we were discussing how in the world the Cardinals were going to find room for seven major league starting pitchers in a five-man rotation, and now, you know, there's going to be an opportunity for somebody else to step up. So certainly, I mean, you look at this rotation through the first 16 games of the year, had a sub-2 ERA. So it wasn't just Adam Wainwright who was pitching well. It was Lance Lynn, Michael Walker, Carlos Martinez has come out of the gate really strong. And, you know, John Lackey hasn't had the greatest of starts, but his track record speaks for himself. So, yeah, I mean, they do have a very strong 2-5. And then behind them, Marco Gonzalez and Jaime Garcia. You know, Jaime, a guy who, when healthy, has proven to be a very capable major league starter. And Marco Gonzalez, who shined on the postseason stage last year, had a very good spring. He could also factor in. So, you know, it's interesting. The Cardinals don't necessarily have the starting depth that they've had the last couple of years, and that's the product of a couple of trades and dealing away Joe Kelly and Shelby Miller last year. But, yeah, I mean, they do believe they have some depth. And, again, when you look at kind of who was behind Wainwright 2-5, this team doesn't really have a number 4-5 starter. When you consider Michael Walker and Carlos Martinez, those are type talents that in other rotations might be more middle or even top end of the rotation type. So, you know, we'll see. But, again, this isn't just replacing somebody in the rotation. It's replacing an ace, and it's also going to be having to find somebody who can carry that innings workload. You know, when we talk about Michael Walker and Carlos Martinez, based on what they did last year, they're not ready to pitch 200 innings this year. So when you lose a guy in Wainwright who had thrown nearly 520 the last 2 years, where the Cardinals are going to find those innings is going to be very interesting.
That's a great point, because not only does that affect the rotation, but now you're implicating the bullpen and what sort of pressure that may put on, you know, the likes of Seth Maness, Matt Belisle, whomever the case, who, you know, somebody's going to have to undoubtedly pick up those innings, and oftentimes those are bullpen guys. So, but what about that the mood as it pertains to the loss of Wainwright? His demeanor and the way he handles it is one thing, but how does it resonate in the rest of that clubhouse?
Yeah, I mean, I think we did see on Saturday, you know, the Cardinals won that game that he comes out of. You walk into the clubhouse, and it had the atmosphere of a funeral, to be honest with you. It was silent, not much speaking going on until Adam Wainwright started to hold court among his teammates and try to cheer them up. So, you know, he probably has had the best attitude through all this. He's trying to crack a smile. He's trying to crack a joke. You know, he wasn't resigned to the fact that his season is lost until a doctor tells him so. But, I mean, I think the impact does weigh heavily on his team. That being said, this is also a club that has lost several key players over the last couple of years and has managed to make deep playoff runs despite it. I mean, we think about 2011, Adam Wainwright out with Tommy John surgery, Cardinals win the World Series. Chris Carpenter the year after, Jason Moffitt lost their closer a couple of years ago. So, I mean, this is it's a normal thing in baseball, and you do expect players to go down at one time or another. I do know, you know, knowing Wainwright, he's going to be the biggest cheerleader that this organization has through all of this. I would imagine he'll continue traveling with the team. He'll be around for home games. He is going to continue to be a mentor to some of those young pitchers and the starting staff because he doesn't really know how not to be. So while he won't necessarily have the impact every fifth day on the mound, I think we will still have see him have a pretty big impact inside that clubhouse.
Yeah, I don't doubt that one bit. You know, you mentioned there were a handful of guys who ended up coming off the field with a trainer, and Hayward, another one. He came off with the groin strain. What do we know about him?
Yeah, a mild groin strain. He didn't seem to think it was anything serious, and you know, actually made a pitch an effort to lobby to stay in that game on Sunday. You know, Mike Matheny's point being that Jason Hayward doesn't do anything less than 110%. So the last thing you wanted was him being aggressive in the outfield, aggressive on the bases, and making that injury any worse. So I expect that to just be a day-to-day issue. And then obviously with Yadier Molina out since Friday, also somewhat of a day-to-day issue. So neither seems to be a situation where there's going to be a DL stint involved, which is certainly encouraging to the Cardinals. But, you know, exactly how long, whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when they come back, you know, at that point, we're not really sure.
Kind of the craziest, though, was Reynolds running into the scoreboard. I mean, that's the one that looked the ugliest.
It did. He face-planted into the scoreboard. You know, and that part of the wall at Miller Park isn't padded. It is a scoreboard. So, you know, not only did he do it once, but then immediately after being checked out, having a concussion test on the field, he did it in the next at-bat as well, ran right back into the wall. Not as hard that time, but it was funny. I watched Mike Matheny's reaction from the dugout, and he just threw up his arms, you know, like exasperated at the fact that his players keep coming up injured. So, He passed concussion tests both on the field and then in the clubhouse afterwards, so he seemed to be okay. You know, and if he was pegging on his teammates afterwards, he did make both of the catches, so he had that going for him.
you call the Wainwright energy a game changer in the division, and I think that's fair to say. The good news for Cardinals fans is the team is now home for quite a little stretch, 2 4-game homestands and an overall 11-game stay at home, including games against the Pirates. And if there is a team in the division that has the pitching that could sort of stand up to St. Louis, it would be the Pirates. So that's starting to loom as a fairly big early season series.
Yeah, no, I would agree. You know, to this point, the Cardinals have beat up on the Reds, the Brewers, and, you know, they face the Cubs once, but they haven't seen the Pirates yet. And I do think that when we're talking about getting into August and September, that the Pirates probably do pose the biggest threat to the Cardinals repeating, you know, as division champs. So they have a series in St. Louis this weekend. The following weekend, they have a series in Pittsburgh. So I think it's going to be a good barometer of kind of where those two teams are and what could be a pretty fun fight in the NL Central from here on forward.
Who do you think shoulders the greatest responsibilities to kind of wrap this thing up in that starting rotation? Now that Wainwright is out, is it on, you know, Lackey's been able to kind of scuffle along here for a little while. Is the pressure now on his shoulders to pick it up, or do you lean on Lance Lynn, or how does that kind of play out?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you talk about talent-wise and who could kind of fit the role of an ace within a rotation, Lance Lynn, I think, profiles as having that ability. Now, he kind of had a clunker on Sunday, which was not necessarily encouraging, but I mean, he's pitched as a frontline starter the last few years without kind of the title to go along with it. So I think when we talk about results, and we talk about an innings eater, I mean, he is a guy who's going to be huge to this group. When we talk about leadership, I think that's where John Lackey is going to come into play. And, you know, he's been a guy who has fit in really well here, become a great mentor to a lot of the young pitchers. I know Marco Gonzalez in particular followed him like a little kid this spring, learning things about different pitches and mentality and how you prepare for starts. So when we talk about kind of somebody filling Adam Wainwright's mentor shoes, I think John Lackey and his experience can do that. But, you know, I think Mike Matheny made a good point yesterday that you can't ask any one person to try to step up and do too much in Wainwright's absence. It's going to kind of have to be a collective group effort that they're going to have to shoulder this together to some extent. And then whoever, whether it's a patchwork kind of going along in at this spot or one guy that runs away with it, whoever fills that spot, they're going to need somebody to do it soon, and they're going to need somebody to do it well.
Yeah, well, no doubt it is going to be a very interesting week to see how the Cardinals respond. Jen, make sure you wear your seatbelt, your bike helmet, look both ways before crossing the street. Something's going on there with the St. Louis Cardinals. We want you to stay safe.
Well, I appreciate it. I was thrilled to get out of Milwaukee unscathed.
Yes, indeed, as it's just about anybody else with the team. Jennifer Langosch, MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.